This is an interview with Mrs. Anna Igloff at her home on East Lee Street in the town of Barry. I am Helen Mathis, historian for the town of Barry, and this is November 16, 1982. This interview is for the Orleans County Historical Association. Mrs. Igloff, would you like to tell when you were born first?
1892, August the 29th.
And where were you born?
Buffalo.
Wait a minute. All right, say that again.
There was four boys and six girls.
And your family.
And we lived on Dearborn Street, 414 Dearborn Street in Buffalo. And I lived there until we were married, and then we came to Carfew. I lived at West Batavia in Carfew. And they had four children there, two boys and two girls.
Okay.
My name first?
Yeah.
My name is Anna Sevilla Roth Igloff.
How do you spell Roth?
Roth,
R-O-T-H. Oh, Roth, okay.
And I celebrated my 90th birthday this past August, and I had 90 people come and visit me. And bring me gifts and
nice.
Flowers.
Yeah.
And I had a birthday card from the president.
Wonderful. The other day you said that your mother died when you were two.
Yeah.
Can you say something about that and your stepmother?
Well, I was two in August, and my mother died in the second day of December. And then 3 years later, my father was married again, and I had a stepmother, and she was a wonderful woman. She took the care of the 10 of us, and there was no trouble with any of them. And she lived until the year before I was married. Then I might have been 23. I was married in 24. She must have died in 23.
You said your father was a cabinet maker. Can you tell any about that?
Well, I don't know. He made a lot of stuff made a lot of the furniture for our own home.
And you have a doll's cabinet here that he made with some dishes in it.
That my stepmother gave me before
and,
she was.
And you had a story about that. Can you repeat it?
Before my mother was married, my stepmother was married, she came to see us. And my brother was about 10 years older than I was at that time. And he said, told me to go in and tell my mother I didn't like her because she never bring me anything. And he sent me back out and asked her what I wanted. And he told me to go back and tell her I wanted some dishes. So she brought me some little china dishes, and I still have them dishes.
And they're beautiful. Are any of your brothers and sisters still living?
They're all my brothers and sisters are done, but I got two sister-in-laws that are still alive.
I see.
One of them is 93, and the other is only in the 80s.
When you were a child, where did you go to school?
St. Francis School on East Street in Buffalo.
Did you enjoy school?
Should I say it?
Yeah, say it.
No, I didn't.
You didn't like school, huh?
No.
How long did you go?
Oh, I went through the 9 grades.
I see.
School was taught by nuns.
I see. Were they rather strict?
They were strict.
Yeah. No discipline problems then?
No.
No.
They were real good.
Do you remember what books you used when you started school?
God, no, I don't. So that's long ago.
Do you know any reasons?
No, not any particular reason. Only
it was too much studying, or
too much homework.
Oh, I thought maybe it was the people.
No, no.
Is that school still there you went to?
Yeah.
Then when you got through the 9th grade, you helped at home until you got married?
I stayed at home until I got married.
And can you tell a little bit about how you kept house then, and whether did you have...
Each one of us had our regular work. My oldest sister had to work up to the upstairs, and my younger sister, the next one, had to do the downstairs, and one of my sister and myself, we done the cooking and baking.
Oh, you always like to cook.
I do.
And I know
no,
you...
still.
You like to sew and do handiwork, too. I've seen some of your work.
Yeah, I do a lot of crocheting and knitting.
You've been making things for the bazaar for the church?
I just got through making a baby blanket for the church.
Oh, that's nice. How did you cook then? Did you have an old
wood stove?
Wood and
wooden coal.
How did they get wood right up in Buffalo? Did someone deliver?
Well, my father was a carpenter contractor, and he brought all the scrap wood home, and we used to other for just to start in the fire, and then for the regular fire we had coal.
Oh, that's good. Then for refrigeration, how did you keep your food?
Iceman used to bring a hunk of ice twice a week, and there was a refrigerator. You'd put it in the refrigerator, and in the top part of the refrigerator was a sort of a metal box that they put the ice in, and the food was down in the lower part.
And then you had a pan underneath
to
where
catch the water. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever forget to dump the water and it run all over? We did.
No, my father had it fixed with a hose that run down into the basement and into the sewer.
Well, that's good. Ours used to run over on the floor.
clever that way.
Can you tell me where your father came from?
El Sacklerand in Germany.
And do you know?
He came to this country when he was about 3 years old in the care of the captain. His mother died, and his father remarried, and he couldn't get along with the stepmother didn't like him, so she sent him to this country to an uncle, and he lived with my uncle till he was married.
Tell about changing his name. Changing his name?
Oh, he went by the name of, my uncle's name was Schmelz. And when he was married, why then my uncle told him he better use his own name, and his own name was Roth, Augustine Roth. And he died when he was about, I think, 82. Yeah, he died when he was 82.
So how about your mother?
Well, my first mother, I don't remember at all, because I was
only
two.
Where she came from? The same place?
She was in Buffalo, and my stepmother was from Buffalo.
Okay.
But I don't just remember the time and year that she was married. She's a wonderful woman. She took care of us. She had two of her own after she was married, and she said she had more trouble with her own two than she did with the eight of us. At that time, there was eight because the other two got married.
I see. We could talk a little more about the way they kept house at those days. You remember, did you have to make, where did you get your milk if you were in the city?
Well, there was a house about two blocks from our place, and we used to go up there and get our milk. The farmer used to bring it to that place, and then we'd go up there and get it from there.
And your butter and your eggs?
Well, we bought them at the grocery store.
I see.
The grocery store is right across the street from where we lived.
Do you remember how much pay your father got?
Well, he was...
Independent?
He was the boss, yeah. He was in, at that time, if you was over $500 in the bank, you were a wealthy man.
Right.
And he had maybe three or four men working under him. And a regular carpenter got a dollar an hour, and the apprentice got about 75 an hour.
75 cents.
An hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You were in the
Black Rock District.
Mm-hmm. Black Rock District. Is that near the lake?
No, it's near Niagara River. We could see Niagara River from our house.
And then did they go fishing ever in the river,
yeah.
Your brothers?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what kind of fish they...
I don't know what They were just fish.
Just fish. You couldn't get down to the river to play or anything.
Oh, no, we never went near.
Yeah.
Never went near the river.
There wasn't.
We had a bounty lot in the front yard and the backyard, and we stayed in it.
I see. Did you have programs in your school when you were young that you remember?
Well, we used to have little plays like they do nowadays.
And how large a school was it, being in the city?
Well, there was 9 grades in it. Each grade was by itself. So it was a big building.
Big building.
Mm-hmm.
And you had one teacher for each grade then?
A nun. We had nuns.
Yeah.
It was a nun for each grade.
And
in the morning, the grade I was in at that time, they taught German in the morning and English in the afternoon. I had 2 different nuns.
Do you know why that? Because a lot of German were coming to school?
It was called a German school.
I see.
And they taught German in the morning and English in the afternoon.
Did you grow up in the city of Buffalo much as a child?
Well, I can remember the first time I went to Buffalo. I was 16 years old. And they put my name on, put in name and address and telephone number and everything on a paper and pinned it on me. And they told me just how to get there and how to come back. And when I got back, my uncle was standing at the end of the road waiting for the streetcar to come so that I wouldn't go past the...
Oh,
I was 16 then. Now they're married at that age.
They didn't trust you, I guess.
No, they were just afraid that I wouldn't get, that I'd get lost.
I see. Then I guess Buffalo was quite a big city then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so do you remember anything about trolley cars?
I rode on the trolley car to go to Buffalo and back.
Yeah.
And they used to run every half hour.
I see. Well, how much did that cost?
A nickel for the adults and 3 cents for under 16.
Did you go up to shop in Buffalo?
Yeah, I used to go and do the shopping for my mother in Buffalo.
I see.
There was a sale on in the paper. She saw it.
I'd get it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have some favorite dishes that you used to cook for your family?
No, my mother she was a good cook, a very good cook, and we had a variety of cooking. We never had the same thing twice. She was a very good cook.
You didn't have any special German dishes?
No.
My father's ancestors come from Germany, and he always had fried potatoes for breakfast.
I always did that even after we got on the farm out here. I used to have fried potatoes for Ed for
I guess that's a
breakfast.
German... dish.
I was married in 24, in February of 24.
And tell who you married.
Edward Henry Egloff. And he was 7 years older than I was.
When did you first meet your husband? Did you go to school with him?
No. He was from Batavia and I was from Buffalo. And my brother worked for him. My brother went out on the farm and worked for him a couple of years. Then he told Ed that he had a sister that was just about his age. He said, come in and see me. I'll take you down to see her. And this is the funny part, no. If my brother John brought him over to the house one night, him and his mother came in from Batavia to Buffalo. And they came in and we were talking and visiting. When I came in, he said to Ed, this is Ann, this is what I was telling you about. And we were talking about 15, 20 minutes when my mother said, Ann, you know it's time to go to bed. So Ann went to bed with the rest of the children.
Well, you must have known him quite a while before you got married.
Oh, I've known him a long, long time. In fact, I was only 19 then because he wanted me to get married at that time. And I was 19 and he was 26. And my mother said, "Why, he's an old man and you're only a kid." So I never see him again for 2 or 3 years after that. Then I met his sister, and I used to go and visit his sister, stay a week at a time for a vacation with his sister. And of course, when I was just there, I'd go out with him while I was at her place. And then we wasn't married until 24. And I was 30 at that time, and he was 37.
Well, then you were persistent anyway.
He was.
Say that again.
He
was persistent.
He was very persistent. And one reason my mother didn't want me to get married was because he wasn't a Catholic. And of course, my mother thought you had to marry a Catholic, or else you wasn't nobody.
Oh.
But so that was one reason that he kept putting it off and putting it off. And finally, one time he came in to see me, and he said, "I got good news for you." And I said, "Now what's that?" And he said, "I joined the Catholic Church." And he said, "I was baptized and made my first communion and everything last week."
That was good. He really stuck in there.
Yeah. So I couldn't say no then.
No. After you were married in the Catholic Church up in Buffalo.
Yeah, in Buffalo. Mm-hmm.
And then where did you go to live first?
We went to West Batavia. My father built a house for him. My father was retired, but my brothers were still... When my father and my two brothers, they come out on Friday, and Sunday, and they built our first home at West Batavia. Right, his father owned 170 acres, and he gave us 4 acres off of that piece, and we built our home on that spot. And they gathered up all the stones and everything. There was an old man that was 80 years old when we were married. And he built up the cellar wall for us. And he only charged us $100 for the whole cellar wall, all put up by hand.
Were all your children born while you lived there?
They were all born in my own home, yeah.
And you have 2 daughters and 2 sons?
Yeah, 2 daughters and 2 sons.
And how many grandchildren do you have?
12. 12 children altogether.
12 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. The oldest one was just married last month.
Rose got married?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, Joe.
Oh,
Joseph.
Right, yeah. Joseph Driesel.
You know, he owns that lumber mill down there, Lumber Mill now.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
What did your husband do?
Farmer. He was a farmer and a thrasher. He thrashed all his lifetime. He had bean thrashers and grain thrasher, and he was a thrasher and a farmer.
And do you remember about how much he got paid for thrashing?
God, I don't remember that.
No.
And he'd also done hay pressing. He had a hay press too. He had all sorts of machinery.
Yeah. He was a good mechanic. Then you didn't raise any animals for, like, sell milk?
No, his father, we lived next door to the father's, or on the father's farm for that matter, and they had cows, and he would help with that too.
Then, did you move over on Route 98 at one time, south of Batavia?
When Nellie got sick, we lost everything, to tell you the truth of it, that time. We started over brand new then.
That's like most everybody else in Depression days.
Yeah, that's it. And we started over then, and kept on dragging along until about the time that, I should say that Ellie came home from the hospital, and we came over on the farm. Then we bought the farm from Mrs. McNall.
You said Alex got sick. What did he have?
Polio. He was in the hospital
just
for 3
before,
years.
Before they came out with the shots?
Yeah, just before that.
One of the last ones around to get polio.
Yeah, I guess. Well, there was 13 in Batavia that was at the hospital at that time. 13 different ones of Batavia.
It was a bad scene.
Mm-hmm.
Then after he had polio, you have to move?
Yeah, we moved then to, from where we went. Well, we were in 2 different farm places. We was at Culverts on Allegheny Road, I think it is. And
why did they make you move? When he had polio, did the farmer?
No, I don't know. We just got, I don't know what the reason was for moving, but we did.
Oh.
At that time, I suppose there was a reason for it. It was, we were in the...
Dairy.
In the dairy farm, and there was seven families in this lot. There was six or seven houses there, and there was a, we all worked for this one man. And when Alec went to the hospital, of course, they shut us off, and we had to move out because of the polio.
What year did you come over to Barry Center on the Limekiln Road?
Oh, I think it's in 41, I believe.
And do you
We stayed over there until we came over here. And we came over here and we've been here 22 years.
Do you know how, the reason that you decided to come to Barry Center?
Well, my husband was looking for work. And he heard about this, well, he'd been down here thrashing different times, and he heard about it, so he came down here and looked for a job, and he got Mrs. McNall, got him to take her over the farm there. They had the farm on Limekiln Road, and that's how we happened to get over on the farm. And my son now is still on the same farm.
Mm-hmm.
Mine never grew very long. I used to have curls, and my mother used to curl my hair, and it never got any longer than down to my shoulders. And I never had my hair cut until I got, well, last 10, 12 years since I get permanence, and don't bother to do any cutting hair.
Your hair is still real dark. A lot of people have white hair at your age. How about, did you ever, do you remember when you first voted? When women could first vote?
No, I don't remember that. I know I voted after we came down here, I voted, but before that, I don't know when I started. I don't remember that at all.
Yeah.
I know men had to go. They were all either overage or underage at that time.
Oh, God. And, World War II, we had rationing. Did that affect you in any way?
Well, we used to get our what do they call them?
Ration cards.
Your cards, and it was allowed so much. But my father was a man that we always supplied our, in the winter time, he'd put 10 bushel of potatoes and stuff like that down in the cellar, and my mother always canned, and we'd have hundreds of cans of stuff like that, and we never really was strapped for anything like that. We always had a plenty. To that, he was a good provider.
Good.
Most people don't have the money to do it with.
Yeah. When you moved from Buffalo to your new home, you said something about driving the horses.
Oh yeah, we had, my sister had bought a horse. She lived in the country, and she had just bought, her husband had bought a new horse, and they wanted to get it from Buffalo to Batavia, and we were going to, at that time, we were coming out to Corfu, and my father had a horse and a lumber wagon, so I drove the buggy and her horse, and Pa drove our own horse in the lumber wagon.
Uh-huh.
And it took us from 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 at night to get out there.
Oh, boy.
Clarendon for 2 hours for to rest the horses and get a...
Clarence.
Clarendon.
Clarence. Yeah.
Well, we never had a dog in Buffalo. We never had a dog or a cat. Well, yes, we had a cat once in a while, but that was mostly to keep the mice away.
You had dolls to play with?
Oh, I had dolls. Loads of dolls.
I see you got dolls now.
Them are homemade dolls. Anna made that one.
Oh.
Well, Anna and Mary go to a doll class where they make China dolls.
Yeah.
They make dolls. The other one in there is one that's a replica of some French doll, the one in the cabin. Grandson's wedding last week.
Wonderful.
Oh, that was funny. Joe come up to me. He said, "Grandma, come on up here." And I said, "What do you want?" And he said, "Come on up here. I got up there and he said, I'm going to dance with you. So we went around 2-3 times, and then Gerard grabbed me and went around 2-3 times, and then Carl grabbed me and went around 2-3 more times. So I danced at the wedding.
Pretty good dancing at your age. I don't know if I can.
They held me up mostly. Well, you was hearing that snowstorm here in, what was it, 77? We had seven people stayed from Friday night till Sunday night.
That was some blizzard.
That was some blizzard, is right.
That's the worst one you remember in your...
Yeah, that
90s?
Was the worst one I remember.
Yeah. When you were young in Buffalo and you got snow, did they have equipment to clean the sidewalks?
Oh, yes. Yeah, they...
And roads and...
Yeah, they had to clean the tracks so the streetcars could go through.
Yeah.
Had a snowstorm that they plowed through and throwed the snow up so high that when you're sitting in the house, you couldn't see nothing but snow. The streetcars would be going down through here and the snow would be piled up so you wouldn't even see this from the house. You wouldn't even see the streetcar.
What games did you play when you were a child and going to school?
Well, my mother was, my stepmother that is, she was very, very good. She kept us together all the time, and lotto or domino or something like that we played all the time. But first of all, get your homework done. Careful woman. Get 100 wrong out of 100 right.
Oh, yeah.
I was a poor speller.
Well, that's... comes natural. I am too. Did you like arithmetic?
I liked arithmetic.
Yeah.
I like geography best of all.
Oh.
I used to love to draw maps.
Did they teach history?
Mm-hmm.
Usually the Catholic schools were very well educated when you got through one of them.
You bet they were.
Yeah.
You got an education, all right. When you graduated, you got a gold medal.
Yeah.
With your name engraved on one thing. Very nice.
Did you go to church during the week besides Sundays?
Yeah, we went to church every morning, every school day morning.
Yeah.
Church. The mass was at 8:30, and we'd be to school at 9:00. But the school and church and was all in the priest house. Was all in one block.
Yeah. You go to Albion the church now.
Yeah, St. Joseph Church in Albion.
Yeah. Who's the
priest? We really, according to the district, we really belong down to Holly, but
closer to Albion,
and we went to Albion all the while we was over on the farm, too. But when we moved over here, they told us we was in the Holly district. But we was enlisted down there, and we stayed there, and it's closer.
Who's the priest now there?
Father Wetter.
Wetter.
And Father O'Reilly, I think. Father O'Reilly and Father Weber. Son-in-law and grandchildren.
And Savior.
There's four of them.
And
Tom
one.
And Gerard and Carl and Joseph.
They all ushered.
And they all was ushered. They all are still are ushers at the church.
Good.
Army Reserve.
Joel is now?
Mm-hmm.
This is Joseph Driesel.
Joseph Driesel, my oldest daughter's son.
And do you know where he is in Germany?
He's marrying back, and he's home here in Hamburg.
Oh.
He's got married in October.
When he was in Germany, did he look up where your father came from?
Well, I don't know if he got into Germany or not. That I'd have to ask him that. I wouldn't. Don't know. But,
were there any Indians around Black Rock when you were young?
Oh, no.
No, we're past the Indian stage.
Yeah.
Do you remember any more about the Niagara River? That sounded interesting. Did you see boats a lot?
Oh, yeah. We used to go down. We lived about 2 blocks from where there was a dock or shore or whatever they call it. And we'd go down and sit there in the evening and watch the boats go by.
That would
be one time we had one of our cousins that lived in the country. He was way back from the country, and he came in to stay with us for about a week. And we took him down there, and we were sitting down on the dock watching the boats, and first thing you know, the big Crystal Beach boat come along. He said, "Oh, look at the house coming down the river."
Did you ever go to Crystal Beach?
Oh, yeah. Lots of times.
What kind of rides were there?
Well, there was a Ferris wheel, and there was a merry-go-round, and the house that Jack built, and all sorts of stuff.
Haunted house?
Haunted house.
What did they charge?
A nickel a ride for anything.
And did you have to pay to get in, too?
No. We went to Crystal Beach and to Fort Erie. There was an amusement park at Fort Erie. We'd go to Fort Erie, too.
I just read where that Crystal Beach is. They want to sell it.
Yeah? That used to be a going place at one time.
I know.
No, the first time I saw that one, there was a bunch of kids on it, a whole bunch of them. They were going around. Didn't stop at the first one. They had to go around the second time, and when they come down the second time, one of them got sick to the stomach. When I see that, I was...
You wouldn't go out.
It's enough for me. She would pack up a lunch. She'd go and buy a California picnic ham, one of those shoulders, you know, smoked shoulders. She'd boil that all up and take the fat and skin off of it and then grind it up and make sandwiches, and we'd have sandwiches and cookies and cake and apples and peaches and one thing. And she'd make a great big basket of stuff, and we'd spend the whole day at Crystal Beach. And that was really a wild time for us.
Yeah.
So much to spend, and when that was done, it was done.
Did you go to any country fairs when you were...
Oh, yes. Well, not before I was married, but after I married, we always went to the county fairs. Ed was great for that.
Did he ever show anything? Or?
No.
Oh. Did he take any of his machinery to the fair?
No.
No.
Mark happened to be old enough at that time to be in the service.
Yeah.
Had a nice garden, and especially flowers. My father was great for flowers. He had a lot of flowers and a small garden.
Yeah.
Just to spade it over by hand.
After you were married, did you work out with your husband at all?
Not very much, no.
Then you never drove tractor?
No. Well, yes, one time he wanted me to drive a tractor, and I started telling myself, "Well, do I or don't I?" And he said, took me out and showed me how to do it, and I was going along real, real nice, and finally somebody come along and hollered at me, "Hello," or something, and brought my attention. I turned around, and I drove right up between two trees and had to chop one tree down to get the...
Get the tractor out.
Get the tractor out. So that was the last of the tractor business. No, we didn't keep any chickens. Chickens, because when he was home yet, he had bought a brand new buggy, and he put it in what they called the carriage barn at that time. And one time, chickens got out and dirtied up